And will you hear now from 1 John, the 4th chapter? God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifices for our sin. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength and our salvation. Amen. Occasionally, we all need a little reminder. A little reminder of the value that we have, of who we are and whose we are. We need a reminder, friends, that God loves us. God loves us. You see, in the midst of this dark and sometimes depressing world, and in the midst of terror that seems to be around us and news that seems to haunt us and keep us awake at night, in the midst of the hustle and the bustle of this Advent holiday Christmas season, we need a reminder that God loves us. God loves us. You see, God created us in God's very own image. God knows the numbers of hairs on our head. God has inscribed our names on the very palm of Jesus' hand. God knows our names and calls us by name. God has chosen us, and God loves us. God loves us so much that in this way, God wanted to remind us of the depths of God's love. And so God sent his one and only Son, Jesus the Christ, to be born for us and for our salvation. And sometimes we need just a little reminder of that love. There was a time in my life and in my family's life that was particularly difficult. In fact, we were spending almost every single day at the hospital, a bedside between a set of twins that had been born way too early. And so Kevin and I would rush after we would work for a bit, and then we would rush to Charlotte to the hospital to spend time with them, and we would stay with them as long as we could, and then we would come home and we would go to bed, and we would get up the next day and go to work and go to the hospital and come home. And it just seemed that as if the other things in life just didn't have time to get taken care of. One particular day, we arrived home late at night. And you could tell, though, that something different was happening, had happened in our yard. You see, somebody had cut the grass for us while we had spent our time at the hospital. Sometimes we need just a little reminder that God loves us. That God's not forgotten us. Just yesterday, we celebrated the life of one of the saints of this church who was a charter member. And I understand that one of the things that Nita Cox did amazingly well was when someone died in this church family or in our community, she was the first person at their home making provisions in the kitchen so that things were straightened up and things were prepared so that when friends and family came into the home, they were welcomed and greeted. Sometimes we just need a little reminder that God loves us. I don't know what might be going on in your personal lives right now in this moment. Here you are at 301 South New Hope Road at 7:25, something like that, on a Sunday evening, December the 10th. And I hope that this will be your little reminder tonight that God loves you. God loves you. God loves you beyond your imagination. There's nothing that you can do to earn God's love. There's nothing you can do to have God's love taken away from you. God can't love you anymore or love you any less because of what you do or what you leave undone. God simply loves you because you are God's precious child. In the Greek, there are different ways for expressing love. And the Greek word that is attributed to God's kind of love is called agape. Agape. Agape is God's kind of love. It doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are or who your mother or your father is or whether you've been in church your whole life or you have never been in church before. All that matters is that you are a precious, beloved child and God loves you beyond imagination. That's what agape is. And sometimes we all need a little more agape in our life. Sometimes we need a little more reminder of the depth of God's love, of the wideness of God's love, of the overwhelming unconditionalness of God's love. And so here tonight at our love feast, you're going to receive the reminder of God's love in the form of a cup of coffee, in the form of a sweet roll. And it'll be passed along the pews beside friends and family, strangers, or people you've known your entire life. And it'll be that little reminder for you that God loves you. That there's nothing you can do to have God love you any less. There's nothing you can do to have God love you anymore. Agape. God simply loves. And God loves you. In fact, God loves you so much that in that Christmas story, it talks about a baby that was wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger. That's the sign for you, the sign of God's agape, of God's love, of God's unconditional love for you. God's love was revealed to us this way. God sent his only son, Jesus the Christ, to be our Savior. The baby wrapped in bands of cloth. The sign, the reminder for us of God's love for us and of agape. So my sisters and my brothers, I am so glad you're here tonight. And I hope in the depths of your being, that little bit of bread and that cup of coffee that you'll drink will remind you that you are loved. God loves you. And as my friend says, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. But we get to do something with it. And that's our job, is to carry agape from this place into the darkness and the depressingness of the world around us. We love. We offer agape because God first loved us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.